Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Can exercising help you with your sex life? We know it helps your heart. We know it helps your mood. We know it helps your weight control. We know all of these things. But what does it have to do with your sex life, really? Well, my guest is Dr. Dudley Danoff. He's a fan favorite here on Radio MD, and he is the president and founder of Cedars-Sinai Tower Urology Group in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Danoff, sex and exercise, how do they go together?
Well, you need to have some level of fitness to be able to perform well in bed. There's no question about that. A sexual benefit of exercise is the boost to bring your self-esteem and self-image up to snuff. And I would say, finally, exercise can help control stress. As I see it, it's a major roadblock to having a healthy, happy sex life. So you need to be in shape, you want to look good, and you got to get stress out of the bedroom.
Okay, getting stress out of the bedroom, that is absolutely key. You're an expert in all of these kinds of things. How do you get stress out of the bedroom? How do you relax enough to get into the bedroom in the first place, much less when you're in there, put all that other crap to the side? Don't think about bills. Don't think about weight loss. Don't think about the dishes and the laundry. And how do we do that?
Got that right. Well, I talk about a lot about that in my new book, The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health. And I use the term compartmentalize. So all those things you put in a little box just before you enter the bedroom, you seal the box, you put it outside the bedroom door, and you just have to forget about all that stuff and focus on your partner and focus on your partner's needs. And if you focus on your partner's needs and fulfill your partner's needs, the benefit to you is infinite. But compartmentalize. You got to put it in a box.
You got to put it in a box, leave it outside the door, just like your
right.
kids.
Yeah,
if you want to have a good sex life, you got to put those kids in a box outside your door so that you can concentrate.
You scream at somebody on the freeway, you know, you've got to, you know, as we say in Brooklyn, forget about it.
That's what you got to try and do. Now, exercise, we know, increases blood flow. So does it increase blood flow to those particular parts too, or is that something that happens hormonally?
No, I think the former is true. In order to have good blood flow, you have to have no atherosclerosis. You got to have, you know, low carbohydrate, low-fat diet. You have to have an exercise program. You've got to get the coronary arteries open. You've got to get your peripheral circulation open. And you've got to get blood flow to that special place open. So it all fits together. Overall, cardiovascular fitness is essential for genital fitness. I think I just coined a phrase, genital fitness.
I think you just coined a phrase. You know, we do have weights for Kegel exercises. They've got little vaginal cones and things that we can
right.
use to work in our... So now your genital fitness, you just
there
coined
you,
a phrase
right
here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. So you did that. Now, so when you say fitness, and you mentioned cardiovascular fitness, so you want people to worry about heart stuff more than per se weight training. I mean, flexibility we know is going to go a long way in the bedroom, too.
Oh, well, I mean, look, the muscles of your arms and your legs and your back and your abdomen are all involved in making love. So if they become flabby, you know, other essential parts are also at risk. So, I mean, cardiovascular fitness is one thing, but I think you need to do squats, you need to do push-ups, you know, you need to exercise your abdomen, and all of those things help. And then when you look in the mirror, you know, you see it. At least for men, you see a thinner, more fit person. I mean, that elevates your self-esteem. You know, that makes it easier for you to give to your partner. If your self-esteem is low, I mean, how can you give? If your self-esteem is high, you've got self-esteem in the bank, and now you can give it away.
I'd like to visit that for a second, because self-esteem is such a big part of our ability to enjoy. And I don't know, I mean, you are a great guest and you're such a good expert on all things urologic and sexually, you know, sex included. So when we think of self-esteem and getting that self-esteem so that we can be more comfortable in the bedroom. They would seem to work at odds with each other, because if you're not got good self-esteem, then you're not going to be that comfortable with yourself in the bedroom, lights off kind of thing. But if you, the more time you spend in the bedroom, the better your self-esteem. So it's a little bit of a circle there.
Well, you know, in a word, it's the power of positive thinking as applied to your genitals. You know, they're only as reliable as you think they are. They're only as big as you think they are. They're only as firm as you think they are. And if you have a negative thought in your mind, it's like a negative feedback mechanism. It's like that dog chasing his tail in ever decreasing circles until he disappears up his you-know-what. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. But power of positive thinking is what is the basis, at least for a urologist, and sexually, is the key to sexual fulfillment.
Who do you think, Dr. Danoff, has more self-esteem problems in the bedroom, women or men?
Oh, definitely men. I mean, the women can fake it. If a man doesn't have an erection that's firm and saluting the world, I mean, he's a failure. He's dropped the ball in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. So the pressure is much, 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 much more on men than it is on women. I mean, men are out there up front, standing or falling. You know, women can moan and groan and, you know, do a lot of stuff and fake it, but a man can't fake it. Just can't.
Can you tell if we're faking, you men? Because you remember in the movie Harry Met Sally, and
she
said, nah, you can never tell, and she did that whole thing. Can you tell? Do you think you can tell?
I don't. I've married a long time. I was a bachelor for many years. Absolutely not. I don't think I could tell.
That's awesome. Ladies, did you hear that? Men can't really
tell. You ladies have it. You're definitely a leg up on us in that department.
Literally, right?
You're
literally.
Maybe you're the best they ever had. Who knew?
Who knew, right?
Who knew?
So men have a little bit more of a self-esteem issue in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
But men tend to be, if they're going to exercise, they're doing, you know, weight training. They want their muscles to look good. Does strength training in men help them to achieve a better erection? Or is that still, again, all in their attraction to their partner or their self-esteem? Does that weight training and those muscles that they get, does that connect?
Well, look, I've seen, you know, big muscled guys who have no self-esteem at all, and their weight training and their bulging muscles are a compensation, you know, for their inherent emotional weakness. So I certainly see that class of men. I think there's another class of men who want to look fit and firm, and that raises their self-esteem, and by raising their self-esteem, they perform better in the bedroom. I think men want to look good. So looking down and seeing, you know, a six-pack is better than, you know, the flab over the belt, like the old Dunlap syndrome, a belly Dunlap over my belt. So
I got that one.
So I think it goes both ways, Melanie.
Now, how important do you think this sexual activity and exercise, we only have about 40 seconds here, and masturbation are? Is that something that you want couples to engage in separately or apart to kind of help keep everything flowing?
Anything that happens with the door closed that is not mentally and physically dangerous is okay. There are no holds, H-O-L-D-S, barred in sex, unlike professional wrestling.
I got it. There are no holds barred. And Dr. Dudley Danoff, such a great, great guest, always gives us so much great information here. And he is the president and founder of Cedars-Sinai Tower Urology Group. They are a big, fancy group in Los Angeles, but they help, and he knows so much stuff. Tell us the name of your book again, real quick.
The Ultimate Guide to Male Sexual Health, and go to the website, theultimateguidetomenshealth.com.
The Ultimate Guide to menshealth.com. That's so cool. So men, check it out. Or women, get this book. Read it first and then give it to someone you love. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to my health radio show right here on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.